Good morning. What a good-looking group we got here today.
Yeah, but small.
No.
Well, there's only
I think they're in good shape. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's good.
6, counting the little guy that's back there.
Okay. Well, we'll look bigger when we get to Sunday school class. Starting today, let me tell everybody this. Let me tell everybody out there this, too. Starting today, the children and I are going to study the season of Lent. And this year, we're going to study Lent by the numbers. And today, it happens to be the number 4. And in case you're here for the next 7 weeks, it's going to be the number 12, 33, 5, 2, and 1. So that'll give you something to wonder about for the next 7 weeks, what we're going to talk about. Maybe some of those numbers might trigger something for you. But today, we're going to talk about the number 4. So if you have any kids, grandkids, neighbors, nieces, nephews, send them on this way. We're going to talk about the number 4 today. And here's what we're going to talk about. I want you to take your hands, take two fingers. Everybody, come on. Everybody.
And hold them.
Everybody do it.
Put
them like this.
I know. Okay.
Put them just like this. Can you see?
To make an X?
Well, to make a cross.
Well, that's
you do that?
Not making a cross. Doing this, that's not a cross, that's an X.
Okay, we'll do it like this. Can you do it like that?
Well, no, I can't.
Well, okay, tell you what. Can you look around the church and see a cross in the church?
I only see one, and it's all the way out there.
All the way out there? How about in here? Anybody see a cross?
Right there.
Right there? There's a couple?
But that one's made of wood, and the other one is... made of wood too. But they should have been made of candy.
Well, not sure that would work. Anybody else see a cross anywhere? See, anybody else got one on?
Me.
How about this?
Well, I got a tap.
Got one on?
Shirt.
Anybody got one on out there? I bet there's some more out there.
I got a tap out shirt and a cross behind.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have one on. Some people have them on their shirts. Some people have them in a necklace. We have crosses a lot of places, don't we, if we just look for them. If we don't see one, we can always make one with our fingers. But here's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about 4. Remember I said the number 4. We're going to talk about 4 points of the cross. If you look, the cross has 4 points, doesn't it?
Yep. Wait.
That's the right answer.
It only has 1.
4 points. And when we think about the 4 points of the cross... we're going to think about 4 points that God wants us to remember.
You mean 4?
And the first point is that God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to earth. That's an easy one to remember, isn't it? God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to earth. That brings me to the second point. Point number 2. Is that Jesus came to earth for one reason, and that was to die on the cross to save us from our sins, so that we didn't have to die.
Are you saying that he was...
Yeah. We'll talk more about it in Sunday school.
Was he on Mars?
No. But so point number 2 is that Jesus came to earth to die on the cross so we didn't have to. And he saved us from our sins. You know, speaking of that, Jesus suffered a lot while he was on earth, didn't he? When he was arrested, he suffered. They beat him. They whipped him. They made fun of him. And they nailed him to a cross. That makes Lent kind of a sad time, if you think about it. It's kind of very serious. It's when Jesus died. And it makes it very sad when we think about it. But... that brings me to point number 3, which is Lent ends, and Easter is here, and Jesus is resurrected. Jesus raised from the dead. What did they just give me? Look at that. Christ our hope.
That's a guy?
He just gave that to me. What? And Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. And that is point number 3.
That Jesus
rose from the dead and lives forever. Now, Here's point number four. All we have to do is believe in Him, and we are saved. And we will live forever in heaven with God, with Jesus. Point number four, just believe. That's pretty easy, isn't it? God loves us. He died for our sins. He rose again. And all we have to do is believe in Him.
On the day,
just like that.
On Christmas morning, I was watching SpongeBob.
Okay.
A brand new
you episode. Tell me in Sunday school, okay? Okay. Can we remember that? Four points of the cross. Got them? And we're going to talk about them in Sunday school. We got a lot to do in Sunday school. We got the whole city of Jerusalem to build. And we have devotional books. You see the devotional books they just gave out in church? We have devotional books for kids. And they have stickers in them. And we're going to build the city of Jerusalem. And all through Lent, we're going to study how Jesus went through Jerusalem during Lent. And bring him to Resurrection Sunday on Easter. But what's our four points again? Jesus, God loves us. And He came to earth and died on the cross and rose again. And we have to believe in Him, right? Okay. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, even though we can't see You, we know that You came to earth and died on the cross and rose again. And we believe in You in our hearts. Lord, the four points that You give to us today, let them be a reminder of Jesus' death and resurrection, because He died for us. In Jesus' name, amen.